7:23 in the morning, Playhouse Y94, as we poll a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. Basically, anytime we're like, ooh, that might be a good conversation starter, we write it on a piece of scratch paper, throw it in the box, and when we reach into the box, we let destiny take the wheel. Today's totally random question. What is a question you absolutely hate being asked? What is a question you hate being asked? Is there a question that people ask you, Amy, that just drives you bananas? That's the TRQ.
I think I have lots of questions I hate being asked. Most recently, being engaged, people say, so have you planned a date? Have you done any wedding planning? No, I haven't done anything. No. Nope.
Do you have a date?
No.
Have you done any wedding planning?
No. Nope,
do you have a date? You have a date?
We have a coworker, and I see all the time, and I always get asked, so have you planned anything? Nope. Same as yesterday. Same as the day before that. I'll figure it out. I have time. I don't think we need to rush into it.
You're getting around to it.
Yeah. It's the holidays. We have so much other stuff going on. We'll get to it. I don't know what the plan is.
Well, and are you prepared because you guys are having what, your combined Thanksgiving Christmas shindig this weekend, right?
I know this is going to be the question everybody's asking.
That's all you'll get.
And then another thing is I haven't seen my family in at least 2 years. It could be more. And I don't know if I've lost a lot of weight. I think I've already been pretty a tiny person, but I've been losing some weight. So I'm seeing doctors and stuff. And that's another question I hate being asked. Just even people I see around, they say, why are you so skinny? Or do you even eat? And I'm afraid that's what my family's going to ask.
Oh, my God. Why are you so skinny? Mm-hmm.
Are you even eating? And it drives me nuts.
Get
yes,
her
I'm
another
eating.
Piece of pie.
Yes, I'm eating. I don't know why I'm skinny. I'm seeing a doctor for it.
There you go. Well, maybe what you do is you just send a memo to everybody that's going to be at the event.
I don't know when we're going to get married. I haven't even started planning. Yes, I eat. I don't know why I'm losing weight.
Done. You got it
all.
Yeah,
just throw it all out there.
And do you have a question that you hate being asked? People ask you this all the time. Maybe it's because of your profession or how you look or your status in life. Kind of like what Amy's dealing with now as a newly engaged person. Everybody wants to know the date. Do you have something like that? 237 hits, text 35270. I'm tired of being asked why I'm so handsome. It's tough.
Just you get sick of that same question over and over again.
Like, I don't know. What do you hate hearing all the time? People ask you this.
So the question I hate the most is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, I don't even know where I see myself tomorrow, let alone in 5 years.
It always catches you off guard, too. Like, if you're doing, like, job interviews or something, it's a standard question, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we never are prepared for it. And like, I don't know. I guess in 5 years, I'd be 5 years older, I suppose. And I like to think that I'd thrown all my face masks away, but who's to say? And I guess that's, I don't know.
It is a really bad question. I hate that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. I don't know what I'm having dinner for tonight. You think I've planned that far ahead? Absolutely not.
Well, and all they're looking for you to say is, because if you hear it in a job interview situation, mm-hmm. Well, probably growing in this company or maybe in your job.
Is that the answer they want to hear?
I think that is what they want to hear.
Or that the same, what are your strengths and weakness? I hate that one.
I guess my weakness is I'm so much of a perfectionist.
Yeah.
But that also is kind of my strength. My weakness is I just work too hard.
Thank you. You have the job. Just please stop saying all these cliche answers to these stupid questions.
Well, why do they ask? Let's get some new interview questions.
100%. Are you seeing some texts and questions you hate being asked?
Yeah, someone said, when are you having kids? And we're seeing that one a lot. Someone said, are you having a baby now? We got married in September. We've been trying and we're being asked all the time and it makes us feel worse about not being pregnant. Someone else said, how's your job? Someone said, what does your tattoo mean?
Yeah, there's just certain things how word hasn't gotten around yet that it's just you shouldn't always ask people. Like they're always harping, when are you having a baby? When are you having a baby? Like, you don't know what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having a hard time. Don't always ask people that. What insensitive jerk are you always asking people the same question over and over again?
What about when people ask, are you pregnant? My sister, she's pretty far along, and so she has, like, a very big belly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what someone asked her, and I said, is it weird that they asked you that? Or did you just say, no, I had a big Thanksgiving?
Are your shirts not twins?
Yeah.
What is a question you hate being asked? Hello.
Oh, tell me about yourself? Never know what to say.
So it's not even really a question. It's just a statement. Tell me about yourself.
That is true. What do you want to know? Do you want my life story? Where do I start in this story? Well, I was born in Illinois. I really don't know.
Yeah, do they want like the full biography of who you are? Or do they want to know like what you like to do as a hobby? Because it could really mean either anything in between.
That's how I feel. Yeah. Do you want the long version, short version? What are you looking for here?
You want to know my Netflix top three? Or you want to know about my elementary school days?
Exactly.
Be more specific. What is a question you absolutely hate being asked? 237, it's tax 3527. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Bring it all. You're in the Playhouse on
Y94. Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. In the middle of a totally random question, and then the DTRQ today is, what is a question you absolutely hate being asked? Hello.
The question I hate being asked is about my daughter, if she's walking yet. You'll find out on Facebook when she's walking.
I'll have a video up. You'll get alerted. Don't worry.
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you so much. Totally random question. What is a question you absolutely hate being asked? 237 it's, and plenty getting texted to 35270.
Yeah, someone said, are you mad or are you in a bad mood? No, but I'm about to be if you keep asking. Someone else said, this is my first year teaching and I'm so over being asked, how's teaching this year so far? Like, it's terrible. Come on. Someone said, I hate the question, so when are you getting engaged? My boyfriend and I bought a house last year, and we're trying to save up money before we get engaged. And it's so annoying when we get asked. Someone else said, you look good now. Wow, what are you doing to lose weight? Well, thanks for saying I didn't look good before. And someone else said, I was a mechanic for 10 years. I'm no longer in that profession. And it's been 4 years, and I still get asked about people's car problems.
What is a question you absolutely hate being asked? And maybe it's something you get asked all the time, or maybe it's kind of situational. Does anybody enjoy the question, hey, are you feeling okay?
Oh, no, I hate that.
Because what they're really saying, like, unless you're legitimately sick and, like, sniffling or coughing or something, what they're saying is, you kind of look like crap today, and I'm trying to rationalize it in my head. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with you.
You look like garbage. Or I think it's something that women will get more. If you usually wear makeup and then you go to work or somewhere where people who don't see you without makeup, they'll ask, are you sick? No, I just don't have makeup on, but thanks for saying I'm ugly without it and I look deathly ill, so thanks.
Hey, are you tired today?
Oh yeah, they all are bad questions.
You can't quite figure it, I can't quite place what it is. What is a question you hate being asked?
I think the most annoying question is, how much money do you make?
Who's asking this?
I was going to say, yeah, somebody? Where are you going that someone's asking you that? I'd say mind your own business.
What an odd question. Is that not like social taboo anymore? I thought that was kind of like a no-no to ask people.
Unless maybe it's like a job interview, like how much are you wanting to make? Or I don't know how they kind of word it.
I do think it's a bit of a generational thing, though. And like there's now it's a little bit more socially acceptable, I think. And what the goal is, I think, is like fairness. And so, like, people that believe they have the same job or, like, making sure that everybody's being, like, paid appropriately, mm-hmm. like, regardless of, like, you know, whether it's gender or whatever. So, and, like, that, I think, is a new thing. But in general, I think it's kind of, like, it's a no-no to be, like, how much do you make? Like, that's frowned upon.
I don't think you're going to be out having a dinner with friends and stuff. And, like, that's just brought up in conversation.
Hey, Carl, what do you make? Huh? Like, unless maybe he's, like, loaded. Maybe, but even
if
then,
he's loaded, I still don't think you asked that.
I think that's a weird thing to
how
ask
how much
people.
You're raking in this year. No.
Maybe if it's a bunch of Wall Street guys.
I still think.
Counting their money.
I just think, yeah, you don't really bring that up.
Like if somebody else wants to volunteer, by all means, I'd feel uncomfortable, though. Why are you telling me this? I don't want to know what you make.
Yeah, it's strange. Someone said they hate being asked how it's going. My response 90% of the time is, it's going.
It's going and just living the dream.
Yeah.
Live in the dream. What do you hate being asked?
When I go into a convenience store and I pick up whatever it is I need to uh-huh. get in and get out, and I walk up to the register and I set it down and I say, that's it.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll reply, is that all?
So you volunteered already because you're trying to skip that part of the conversation. That's everything. And then they ask if that's everything. I think that's just what they ask.
How about all the questions you get asked at a gas pump?
By the machine?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, do you want
to
buy this?
You just have to press the buttons. Do you want a car wash?
No.
Do you have rewards?
No.
Yeah, that drives me nuts. No, I just want to get my gas and go. It's freezing out here.
Wouldn't you be creeped out if it was like, do you want a car wash? No. What kind of gas you want this? How are you going to pay? I'm going to pay inside. And then it was like, are you single? What?
Yeah.
Who's controlling the machine?
Mom, where are you?
Yeah, it'd be super weird. When you give me grandbabies, what?
Yeah.
Does my mom work at Holiday now? What is a question you absolutely hate being asked? Grab a couple more of these at 237. It's in Texas Playhouse, 35-270, 737. It's Ed Sheeran, Shivers. Playhouse in the Morning on the number one hit music station. It's Y94. Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. And grabbing a few more of these in the totally random question, which was, what is a question you hate being asked? What do you see in Amy K?
Someone said, how's school going? Terrible. I hate it. But you have to say good. Someone else said, I'm an artist, so I get the question, can you draw me? No, not for free.
And listen, that's also kind of weird. Paint me like one of your French girls, Jack.
I don't think you're saying it like that.
I mean, it's still weird. Can you draw my face? Like, that's just weird.
I guess that is. Someone else said, I teach pole fitness, so I get sick of the question, are you an adult dancer? I have absolutely nothing against them, but that question is just so degrading to everybody involved. And then someone else said, I hate the question, how did you get your hair so long? I don't know. It grew, maybe. And someone else said, being 6'5", I enjoy people really asking me any questions besides the, do you play basketball? No, actually, I hate basketball.
I do love that that's what we ask every, like, and I don't know what the height threshold is, but there is a certain amount of height where it's just, that's the automatic question. Did you play a lot of basketball?
It's just because you're so tall.
You must have played. No, you should have played basketball on account of how tall you are. You've been a regular Shaquille O'Neal out there. Oh, thank you. I'm uncoordinated in every way. Completely not athletic. But because I somehow managed to be this tall, I should be good at basketball. Thank you.
It's just you assume.
Do you think men get that or women more?
Probably. I think it's both.
Just if you've hit that, now we've decided you're abnormally tall, that's what we ask.
Yeah, I think any tall person, male, female, they get asked. So you play basketball?
What is a question you hate being asked?
Hi, I'm calling for the things you're tired of hearing people ask you. We've been engaged for coming up on a year now, but we haven't set a date yet because of COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. We just pushed it off, and I'm so tired of people asking me when we're getting married.
Yeah, so it's just, you've been purposely putting it off, and so that's just, it's accentuated the question.
I'm sure, and then people just probably keep asking the longer it's getting. So now have you thought about it? Nope, still. Just with everything that's going on, we haven't.
What's the question you hate being asked?
I hate being asked, when am I going to have kids?
Yeah, definitely a common one we've been getting. Hello?
Hey, I'm a bartender, and I hate being asked, is that your real job?
But how do you even answer that?
Yeah, I get paid money. That's how I'm getting my bills paid.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Well, see, I was a CNA for a couple years, and when I would help clean people up, I got asked a few questions by some old women looking for something more, if I had a girlfriend or something after cleaning them up, which wasn't ideal after, you know, cleaning up their mess.
So it's already kind of awkward, but you're seeing them kind of in a compromising. Do you think maybe they're trying to add a little levity?
Were they trying to be sweet? Oh, you're so nice, Jimmy. Do you have a girlfriend?
Maybe it was one of those.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't want it to think anything else. Ugh, that grosses me out.
You want to make it as not creepy as possible.
Exactly.
That's kind of what you're going for. Was there any other ones? Questions they hate being asked?
Yeah, someone said, I have glasses, so people always ask, can I try on your glasses? I let them, and then they always say, wow, you really can't see. Obviously, that's why I'm wearing glasses. Someone else said, I'm tired of my parents always asking, who are you texting? You don't know them. Why does it matter? And someone else said, anytime I say I'm colorblind, I am immediately bombarded with people pointing to random objects, asking, what color is that? It's incredibly annoying.
I wonder if there's ever been an instance of somebody trying on somebody's glasses and having a different comment, something to the effect of, you know what? Wow, my life has just changed. I better go to the eye doctor. Apparently, we're the same. I could actually see.
Whoa.
This is how it's supposed to look?
Is this what the world is? Yeah, it's supposed to look like. Thank you. I can actually see now.
I just wanted to mock your terrible vision, but my life has just been changed.
I wonder if that has ever happened. Because then how has that person been going on their entire life without seeing?
I don't know. It'd be a real special moment, though. I mean, finally. Now, suddenly, I see.